أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأولية في ابتداء ولا لأزلية انقطاع، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته، وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد الفتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه. فقال الإمام الباقر عليه الصلاة والسلام: من لم يجعل الله له من نفسه واعظا فإن مواعظ الناس لن تغني عنه شيئا. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Tonight is the night which coincides with the day of Shahadat of our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. And I would like to discuss tonight around the hadith which I recited from him, which is very much related to the series of lectures that we are having on the Thursday nights. And our discussion has already reached the place of where we are supposed to talk about the muhasaba, the concept of muhasaba and muraqaba in Islam. And this hadith of our fifth Imam is also related to our discussion, where our Imam says that من لم يجعل الله له من نفسه واعظا, whomsoever Allah did not provide a wa'idh, means an advisor, somebody who advises from the inside. Any person who doesn't have a controlling force from inside, which stops him from the harams, from the wrongs, from the inside there has to be an advisor, some power that stops you, your conscience that stops you from the inside. If you don't have that wa'idh from the inside, فَإِنَّ مَوَاعِذَ النَّاسِ لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُ شَيْئًا. So the advices and mawa'idha, nasihat of the people are not going to suffice you for nothing. So basically, whatever we may learn from the outside is useless. unless what we say, there is a qabiliyat, there is a reception, there is a accommodating nature, there is a person who is ready to listen to the advices and pay attention to the advices from the inside. So the role of our own muhasabah and muraqabah comes in. We need to hold ourselves accountable, and we need to, and we are the best ones for this job. Anybody from the outside is not eligible to hold us accountable in the best form as we can ourselves do that. Unless if somebody has those, you know, those spiritual mentors and high-level scholars of ma'rifat, ahlul ma'rifah wal irfan, who can basically judge the people from the outside, except those few personalities. No one else has the right to judge people from the outside, and no one else can basically hold us accountable unless we ourselves hold ourselves accountable from the inside. We have obviously the hadith from our ninth Imam says, the hadith from Imam, actually our tenth Imam, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, says that laysa minna man lam yuhasib nafsahu fi kulli yawm, someone who does not hold himself accountable daily is not amongst us. فَإِنْ عَمِلَ حَسَنًا اِسْتَزَادَ اللَّهَ, if he performed a good deed, he seeks from Allah to increase. That means he prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him the tawfiq to perform, so that he can perform more of the same, more of the good deeds. وَإِنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئًا, and if he did a bad deed, after holding ourselves accountable, if we discovered that I did a wrong, istaghfarullah minhu wa taaba ilayhi, he performs the istighfar, seeks the forgiveness, and performs the tawbah, means returning back to the straight path. So as soon as we discover we did the wrong, we return back and do seek the forgiveness. This is the benefit of muhasaba. When we do the muhasaba, we always are guided towards the wrong that we have done. And we obviously, after getting guided about the wrong, we will seek istighfar so we don't repeat it. And also in another hadith from Amir al-Mumin alayhi salam, he says that man hasaba nafsahu rabiha wa man ghafala anhu khasira, whoever holds himself accountable is the one who benefited. So in this life of dunya, where we are in a marketplace, الدُّنْيَا سُوقٌ رَبِّحَ فِيهَا قَوْمٌ وَخَسَرَ فِيهَا آخَرُونَ, dunya is a marketplace where some people are benefiting and some people are losing. It's a benefit and loss taking place on a daily basis. Some humans are losing and some people are benefiting. In such a marketplace, now the key to getting successful and to gain out of this, this world which is a marketplace, to gain, to make a gain, to make benefit, to make advances, is that we do the muhasaba. وَمَنْ غَفَلَ عَنْهُ خَسِرَ, whoever ignores it is a loser, will lose. وَمَنْ خَافَ أَمِنَ, these are very small statements, but these are wisdoms that Imam Ali al-Salam is imparting and informing people. So whoever got afraid became secured. So if we are afraid from Allah, that's how we will secure ourselves. Everybody loves to get security. Security and peace is something every human loves to get. So the key to getting secure is to be afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has said in another hadith that لَا تَخَفْ إِلَّا ذَنْبَكَ, don't be afraid of anything except your own sin. So this is, we are supposed to be afraid of our sins only. Except the sin, except your sin. وَمَنْ اِعْتَبَرَ أَبْصَرَ Whoever takes the ibrat, takes the lesson, will end up having the the basirat. Having the basirat, he will end up having the right vision, correct vision. That's if so. Everything around us, this is not part of hadith, I'm explaining to you. Everything around us is an ibrat and lesson. Everything which is around us, we need to learn lessons from all those things. And this is the sha'an of a person having ma'rifat, that whenever the awliyaullah, the beloved servants of Allah, whenever they look around themselves, they take lessons. So nazaruhum ibratun, isn't that right? The Prophet has said, the Holy Prophet was describing the duty of a mu'min, and after he described the duties of the mu'min, somebody said to the Prophet, "Ahaulai awliyaullah, are these the beloved servants of Allah?" This is the description of the awliya. Prophet said, "No, awliya Allah are basically." Then the Prophet started to describe the awliya. So what he was describing earlier was the duty of regular mu'mins. And then Prophet said that in awliya Allah sakatu kana sukutuhum fikran. If awliya Allah are if they are silent, their silence is fikr, tafakkur, thinking about the affairs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa takallamu fakana kalamuhum dhikran. And if the beloved servants of Allah, they speak, their talk is zikr and remembrance of Allah. And wa nataku fakana nutquhum hikmatan. When they would talk, they would speak, their talk is hikmat and wisdom. Wa nazaru, when they look, that means whenever they look around the things, kana nazaruhum ibratan. They're looking is ibrat. Everywhere they look around, they're taking lessons out of it. Wa mashaw fakana mashiyatuhum bayna nasi barakatan. When they walk, their walking is barakat among the people. So this is how the beloved servants of Allah are. وَلَوْلَا الْآجَالُ الَّتِي Then the Prophet said, وَلَوْلَا الْآجَالُ الَّتِي كُتِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ لَمْ تَسْتَقِرْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي أَبْدَانِهِمْ If the fixed time of death was not there, their souls would not have remained in their bodies. So this is how the awliya are. So we are talking about that everything around us is an ibrat, and ibrat in ilmul akhlaq is defined that when you look at something wrong, you get transferred, al-intiqal, getting transferred from the bad sifat towards the good sifat and attribute. If I see something wrong and mistake and sin taking place, I don't get transferred, from the bad sifat to the good sifat that I have in myself. I saw somebody else doing wrong and I have a bad sifat in my own self. I don't get transferred from the bad towards the good. If I don't get transferred, this is not called ibrat. Ibrat and i'tibar in Arabic means you're transferring yourself from the bad towards the good after looking towards the bad. So everything is an ibrat. Waman absara fahima, and whoever has the basirat, he will end up understanding. So why we don't understand? Because we don't have basirat. Why we don't have basirat in the matters of the religion? Because we don't take the lessons from the wrongs. Woman fahima alima. And whoever understands, he will end up knowing it. Look at the beautiful sequence that Imam Ali Rasulullah has teaching us. So, Ya Abu Dhar. And now let's see the nasihat that Prophet did towards Abu Dhar. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Prophet said, Ya Abu Dhar, حاسب نفسك قبل أن تحاسب That means hold yourself accountable before you are held accountable. We are all held accountable in the grave, obviously, and in the day of judgment. So before we are held accountable in those places, we hold ourselves accountable. فَإِنَّهُ أَهْوَنُ لِحِسَابِكَ غَدًا. Because this is easier for your accountability tomorrow. وَزِنْ نَفْسَكَ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنَ. And weigh yourself before you are weighed. Our souls will be weighed, isn't that right? How much noor the soul is carrying, noor of the aqeedah of haq and noor of the amal and practice of haq and noor of the akhlaq and sifatun hamida, the beautiful spiritual attributes of haq. So this is the value of the soul. This much noor is the value of the soul. So souls will be weighed. Before you are weighed, we need to weigh ourselves. تَجَهَّزْ لِلْأَرْضِ الْأَكْبَرِ يَوْمَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ خَافِيَةٌ. And get ready for the big exhibition, a big display. So big display is the day of judgment, you know, where we are all present in the hudur and mahdar, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when nothing is going to be hidden upon Him. Ya Aba Dhar. Well, nothing is hidden on Allah even today, but we are, some people, some humans are not realizing the fact that nothing is hidden from Allah. We will, the humans will end up realizing that nothing was hidden on Allah. Otherwise, nothing is hidden even today. Ya Aba Dhar, la yakunu rajulu min al-muttaqin hatta yuhasibu nafsahu ashadda min muhasabati shariki sharikahu. A mu'min cannot be a mu'min among the muttaqin, among the pious, until he holds himself accountable more severe than the accountability of a partner towards the partner, his partner. You see, the business partners, when they are serious about the business, they hold each other accountable. So basically, things are done right and the books and the finances are in shape. So that's how they, you know, the partners do. فَيَعْلَمُ مِنْ أَيْنَ مَطْعَمَهُ أَيْنَ مِنْ أَيْنَ مَطْعَمُهُ. So a mu'min will discover where is his food from, what kind of food am I consuming, وَمِنْ أَيْنَ مَشْرَبُهُ, and where is my drink, وَمِنْ أَيْنَ مَلْبَسُهُ, and where are my clothes. So all that money that I'm using for food and drink and clothing, this has to go under check. I mean, halalin aw haram. Is it from halal or from haram? That's the biggest question that we will ask. Ya Aba Dhar, man lam yubali min ayna iktasab al mal lam yubali Allahu min ayna adkhalahu an-nar. Oh Abu Dhar, whoever doesn't care about where he makes the money from, you know, Allah would not care from where he is gonna throw him into the hell. Isn't it right? So money and accountability is that important. In another hadith, I read the Prophet has said that a mu'min, we learn in the light of the hadith that a mu'min considers the sin he has performed as a stone about to fall on him. Just imagine you are standing somewhere under the mountain and there are falling rocks. In different highways, if you were travel on the mountains, they put the signboards, you know, the falling rocks, so be careful, isn't it right? So when we are crossing through those passages, we are very careful. Maybe there are certain falling rocks and we will end up, you know, damaging ourselves or our cars. So Prophet had, in the light of the hadith we learned, he said, a mu'min considers the sin he performed as a falling rock about to fall on his head. So just imagine how careful you would be, and all you would focus is that. And you will make sure you get rid of that sin. Isn't it right? Because unless you are secured from the falling rock, you will never, take a moment of peace in your life. Until you first make sure that the rock is not going to hit your head. Whereas a kafir considers the sin he did, as a fly sitting on him, and it's just, the fly goes away. So this is how the shaitan plays. This is how actually shaitan has triple policies for the human being. after deceiving, after the waswasa. Three policies after the waswasa. First of all, obviously, he deceives constantly, never stops, because he is a sworn enemy. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I swear to your izzat and dignity, I'm going to mislead all of them. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except your mukhlas servants. They are exempt. This is the ayat of Quran. This is true. When Allah is documenting something, it has to be true. So only mukhlas people are saved from the deceptions of shaitan and his ighwa and misleading. So now shaitan, after misleading, what he does, he has triple policies. Tasweel and tazyeen and tasweef. Tasweel means he tries his best to make excuses coming in your mind. No, it's okay. That's okay. Try to justify excuses. And tazyeen means he beautifies the sin. So he's deceiving you. He's provoking the wrong idea in your mind so that you can go for a wrong. And then, obviously, we have cautions from inside that doesn't allow us to do that. But then there has to be some, the obstacle of conscience has to be removed through either tasweel, furnishing excuses to justify it, B, tazyeen, beautifying and decorating the wrong in front of your eyes. No, it is not that wrong. There are a whole bunch of people who are doing that. Isn't that right? Tazyeen. And then is tasweef. Basically, when a person realizes he's doing wrong or he has done wrong, he, shaitan, brings the idea in the mind that it's okay, you can do the tawbah later on, you know, and ignore the tawbah, so he continues to be in the zulmat of the sin. Remember, the sin burns our soul straight away. Isn't it right? We already discussed it in one of the previous lectures. I discussed that Jannat and Nar are concepts which exist right now, and we get burnt straight away. So when we get burnt straight away, the soul is already burnt by the sin. Now that we must come out of the hellfire, of the flame of the fire, back to the straight path, and that means come back to the paradise. Isn't that right? Coming back to the paradise requires, first of all, realizing that I did wrong. Second of all, after realizing, I repent, nadamat in the qalb. So this is going to happen when you do the muhasaba. And that's what we are discussing. When we do the muhasaba, this is a slap on the face of shaitan, because we end up realizing what wrong I have done. When I realize, then I will move forward to repair and fix it. If I don't realize it, I will never move forward to repair and fix it. Especially when human being is already declared to be in a loss by the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. So all the human beings are in loss. It's a clear verdict from Allah. All the human beings are in loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. These four people who do these four things are exempt, and all the rest are in, they are failure, they are in loss, khusran. So, إِنَّ الْعَاقِلَ مَنْ نَظَرَ فِي يَوْمِهِ لِغَدِهِ. Aqil, intellectual, is the person who... See, the word aqil in Arabic is derived from aqala, which means tying up. In old days, they used to tie up the camel. Isn't that right? And the rope for tying up the camel was called aqal in Arabic in those days. So because they used to tie up the camel, when the camel is tied up, it cannot move around beyond that limits. Beyond the limits of the rope, the radius of the rope, that's the limits. So it ties up the camel. Aql is called aql because it ties up the hawa, the our desires, our wishes, whatever I wish to do in my own because I like it. Whatever I can think I like and I want to do that on my own, away from the hukum of the Sharia, this is what the aql does. So aql is something that asks you to go by the Sharia, by the hukum of the Creator, not what you like to do. This is why it is called aql. And also the word hijr, we say in Arabic, you know, those people who hijr is also similarly derived from the Arabic word of hajara. Hajara means mana'a. So aql is called, you know, ashabul hijr, people who have aql, means people who are stopping themselves from the wrongs and the harams. So that's what aql is called, the aql. Innal aql man nazara fi yawmihi li ghadihi. Aql is the person who looks on his day towards his tomorrow. That means today I am careful about tomorrow. Wasa'a fi fakaki nafsihi, and he works hard, he does his effort to release himself, release his soul. So when I realize that my soul is under the captivity of the shaitanic deceptions and the sins, then I need to release my soul and set it free away from my desires in the freedom of Allah's obedience. وَعَمِلَ لَهَا لَا بُدَّ لَهُ وَلَا مَحِيسَ عَنْهُ. عَمِلَ لِمَا لَا بُدَّ لَهُ وَلَا مَحِيسَ عَنْهُ. And aql is the person who works for what is compulsory and what there is no escape from. There is no escape from the day of judgment, isn't it right? So we need to work for the akhirat, not for the sake of dunya. لَسْنَا لِلدُّنْيَا خَلِقْنَا وَلَا بِالسَّعْيَ فِيهَا أُمِرْنَا. So we find that this is about the muhasabah, because the time of death is unknown. According to the hikmat of Allah, He did not inform us the time of death. And because the time of death is unknown, every day and night which is passing by is making us closer towards the great show, being in the mahdar and presence of Allah. Al-laylu idha aqbala nada munadin bisawtin yasma'uhu al-khala'iq. When the night comes, the announcer announces in a voice that all the creatures hear. Illa al-thaqalain, except the humans and the jinns. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when the night comes, an announcer announces with a voice that is heard by all the creatures except the humans and the jinns. And this announcer says, Yabna Adam inni khalqun jadid, inni ala ma fiyya shaheed. I am a new creature and I am a witness over, you know, in other words, what is happening inside me. That means whatever in the night we perform, the night itself is a witness. فَخُذْ مِنِّي, so take benefit from me, in other words. فَإِنِّي لَوْ تَلَعْتِ الشَّمْسُ لَمْ أَرْجِعِ إلَى الدُّنْيَا وَلَمْ تُزَوِّدْ فِيَّ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ وَلَمْ تَسْتَعْتِبْ فِيَّ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ. Because once I pass by, once the sun rises, I'm not going to return back to this, to the dunya. And you cannot increase in any hasana, in any good deed inside me. And you cannot be repenting over the wrong that you did inside me. In other words. وَكَذَلِكَ يَقُولُ النَّهَارِ إِذَا أَدْبَرَ اللَّيْلِ. And similarly, the day says, when the night passes by. So day and night themselves are speaking to the humans. Remember when Prophet was addressing the Shuhada of Uhud. Prophet standing and talking to the dead, to those who died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are actually alive, not really dead. So, and one of the ashab said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى أَتُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. Are you, you know, making the dead people hear your voice? Tell me, are you talking to the dead? And Prophet said, إِنَّهُمْ أَسْمَعْ مِنْكُمْ. They hear more than you. Right? There's so many voices around that the Munadi from Ghaib is speaking. So many things are being said. But we are in the examination hall. We humans and jinns, we don't hear those voices. So we don't hear the voices, and there are so many, not so many, all the creatures hear. Every creature out there is hearing to those voices other than us, the humans and the jinns who are in the test. So the shaitan delays the muhasaba and displays it as a difficult job, and in some cases an impossible job, although it is not impossible, although our scholars say in the beginning it may be a little bit difficult, but gradually it becomes easy. And every day doing the muhasaba will make us get rid of those wrongs in our life gradually, or for some people immediately, depending on the taharat of the qalb of every person is different. Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Qadi Tabatabai rahmatullahi alayh, when he used to go for purchasing the vegetables or fruit, whatever, he used to buy in the Islamic marketplace, in the Muslim marketplace, in the Muslim bazaar, he used to buy those of the fruits which are, you know, little bit damaged, which nobody else buys. And he used to say, because why can we ignore those fruits, this Muslim person who is selling it, you know, at the end of the day he will only have the damaged fruits with him, which nobody wants to buy. So this is how to that, you know, detail our scholars who have reached certain levels, they, every minute detail of their behavior, you know, you find you are serving food, and if there's a little bit of bread which is little bit burnt, some people just ignore that bread and take the nice one and the fresh one which is not burnt. Now somebody has to end up taking that bread as well, isn't that right? If I do this little sacrifice and I take the burnt bread which is little bit burnt, and the rest of the persons take the nicer bread, it's not going to harm me, it's a little thing. But it has a big spiritual impact. And one of the biggest impacts is taming the desires of the soul. This itself is a hadaf in Islam. That, you know, that we always do what against what the nafs likes. Anything what your nafs likes, if you always oppose it, you will be a sa'id and sa'adatmand person in your life. Because anything that the nafs asks us to do has to be batil. It can never be haq. Because Quran has already said, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. So nafs is something that not just commands, it commands a lot towards the wrong and evil. Ammaratun is a, you know, it shows us, it commands us so much towards the su and the evil and the wrong. So when a person holds himself accountable, what happens is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts protecting him. That's the result. So let's go to the hadith of Amir Mumin alayhi salam, where he says that man kana lahu min nafsihi zajir kana alayhi min Allahi hafiz. Whoever has from his own nafs something that stops him, then Allah has a protector for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides protector for him. And the next stage after muhasaba is muraqaba. Muraqaba means keeping a watch. That means now I held myself accountable on daily basis, and either immediately or gradually I get rid of the sins from my life. Now I get rid of the sins, I do the tawbah, and now I am free from the sins and free from the captivity of shaitanic deceptions and my desires. and I come back to aql, I come back to the senses, and I stop doing the wrongs in the life. Now the next stage is muraqabah, that I'm watchful over myself so I don't return back to the similar previous level stage which I already crossed. Muraqabah requires awakeness, that we are awake, we are not ghafil, we get out of the stage of ghaflat. We believe that Allah, we are in the huzur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching us, and we end up doing tafakkur based actions. This is the description of muraqabah. Muraqabah means a person is watchful over his behavior, he's awake, not ghafil, sees himself in the mahdar of Allah, and also every action that now he would take in his life is based on tafakkur. So he will think before he does anything. If somebody has this level of spirituality, he is muraqib, he is watchful over himself, and obviously he will be protected. إِنَّ الْحَازِمْ مَنْ شَغَلَ نَفْسَهُ بِجِهَادِ نَفْسِهِ فَأَصْلَحَهَا وَحَبَسَهَا عَنْ أَهْوِيَتِهَا وَلَزَّاتِهَا فَمَلَكَهَا وَإِنَّ الْعَاقِلِ بِنَفْسِهِ عَنِ الدُّنْيَا. So basically, a person who is careful is the one who engages himself through the jihad of his nafs, so he ends up doing the islah and correction, and he controls himself from the ahwiya, which means the desires and the lazat and pleasures, so that he starts owning his own self. A person who is muraqib owns his own self. He controls, he is now in control. So his himself was not no longer driven by shaitan. He takes the charge of his life back into his hands, controlling himself according to Allah's hukum. So basically Allah is controlling himself in the real sense. And if we think that we can, our nafs can control, our desires can control, this is basically shaitan is controlling a person. As-sakatu bin nafs min awsaqi furasi shaitan. There are some people who are overly confident about themselves. There are some parents who are overly confident about their daughters and sons. You talk to some fathers and mothers and they, no, my son can never do that. Maulana, I know my son better than anybody else. He can never do that. Overly confident about their own children. Because we consider our children to be ours. Anything wrong that my son does, the nisbat goes to me. So I don't want to take the heat on my own. So some people are not even ready to consider. They rule out the possibility that the children may have done the wrong. So this is the overly confident behavior towards our own nafs. This is not right. You know, we should always be open to accountability. As-siqatu bin nafs min awsaqi furasi shaitan. Relying on your nafs is the strongest of the chances of shaitan. We find that I would like to mention one hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. Because this night belongs to him, and obviously this Imam of ours is the one who is Baqir ulum al-Nabiyyin, and he's the one who dissected the knowledge of the prophets, expanded and propagated, and the religion was protected and spread out because of the services of our Imam alayhi salam. And this laqab of Al-Baqir had been given to the Imam by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The teachings of the prophets that Imam had spread has been so unique. Some of the greatest personalities of the history we find were under his tarbiyat, his ashab, his companions are some of the greatest of the all-time greatest companions, including Muhammad ibn Muslim and Zurara and Jabir ibn Yazid al-Ju'fi and Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman. So these are some of the examples how our imams had been doing the tarbiyat of the Shia and the Mu'mineen and raised them towards that elevation. Muhammad ibn Muslim alone narrated 30,000 hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. And he says that it's not okay for me to tell these narrations to just anybody. So one student of the Imam has been eligible to 30,000 hadiths is a huge knowledge. Prophet has already said in his mu'tabar, authentic hadith, man hafaza min ummati 40 hadithan mimma yahtajuna ilayhi fi amri dinihim wa dunyahum ba'asahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamati faqihan 'aliman. Anyone from my ummah who can memorize 40 hadith about things which people stand in need of the in the affairs of their dunya and akhirat, mimma yahtajuna ilayhi fi amri dinihim wa dunyahum, in the affairs of deen and dunya, ba'athahu Allahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect him as a faqih and alim. So for us to become a faqih and alim, 40 hadith is enough. Isn't that right? 40. And now we find Muhammad ibn Muslim alone has learned 30,000 hadith from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. So we are talking about an Imam who has doing these services that his students are becoming one of the greatest personalities of the history of the glorious history of our religion. And obviously Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has said that إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ جَابِرًا لِأَنَّهُ جَبَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِعِلْمِهِ وَهُوَ بَحْرٌ لَا يُنْزَحْ وَهُوَ الْبَابِ. Jabir was called Jabir because he compensated the mu'mineen for the knowledge. So Jabir is a, we learn in the light of the hadith, he is like an ocean where nothing decreases from that ocean. Such a knowledge. والباب في دهري والحجة على الخلق, and he is in حجت of Allah on all the creatures. حجت على الخلق من حجة الله أبي جعفر محمد بن علي عليه السلام from Imam al-Baqir عليه السلام. So these are hadith that we learn, and I will mention this one hadith from the Imam. These hadith are obviously through the companions who worked hard to protect the teachings, and not just our own from people from our religion, but so many scholars from the Sunni community were also great scholars of of their community, are also like Imam Malik and Imam Shafi'i and Amin al-Mubarak and Kisan and Zuhari and Auza'i. These people are, recognized personalities of the Sunni community, are all students of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, and they have learned from his teachings. So in this hadith, Imam alayhi salam says, نَحْنُ جَنْبُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ حَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَنَحْنُ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. So, jump means the side of Allah, and we are the rope of Allah, and we are the mercy of Allah on His creatures. Bina yaftahu Allah wa bina yakhtim Allah. Allah starts through us, and Allah ends through us. So, every ni'mat of Allah comes to the Imam, and the first one to receive is him. And obviously the universe started with them. They are the first creatures. The last human to survive is them. One of them is the last human to survive. because nothing in the universe can sustain and survive without the Imam and Hujjat present in the creatures, so that we protect, so that Allah protects His creatures not becoming abas, without a purpose. The purpose is the Imam who fulfills, that serves the purpose completely. وَنَحْنُ نَحْنُ أَئِمَّةُ الْهُدَى وَمَصَابِحُ الدُّجَى. We are the Imams of guidance and the torches in the darkness. So, وَنَحْنُ الْعَلَمْ لَأَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. We are the flag for the people of dunya. وَنَحْنُ السَّابِقُونَ. وَنَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ. And we are the leaders, the ones who have taken the lead on everyone else, and we are the ones who are at the end. وَنَحْنُ الْآخِرُونَ. And Imam alayhi salam says, مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِنَا لَحِقَ وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنَّا غَرِقَ. Whoever gets in touch, grabs us, holds on to us, will join us, and whoever turns away from us gets drowned. نَحْنُ قَادَةُ الْمُحَجَّلِينَ. We are the leaders of all those people who will have nur coming out of their faces on the Day of Judgment. Those people are called Muhajjaleen, the followers of Amir Mumin alayhi salam. Imam says, نَحْنُ قَادَةُ الْمُحَجَّلِينَ. We are the leaders of the Muhajjaleen. وَنَحْنُ حَرَمُ اللَّهِ. And we are the divine sanctity and domain of Allah. وَنَحْنُ الطَّرِيقِ. We are the path. There is no other path other than them, their imamat and walayat, and sticking to what they said. وَالصَّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. We are the straight path. And we are obeying the walayat of the imam of your time. This is the siratul mustaqim. إِلَى اللَّهِ الصَّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. وَنَحْنُ مِنْ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. We are among the ni'mats of Allah on His creatures. وَنَحْنُ الْمِنْحَاجِ. We are the minhaj and the path. وَنَحْنُ مَعْدِنُ النُّبُوَّةِ. We are the mineral of the prophethood. Mineral of the prophethood. مَوْضِعُ الرِّسَالَةِ. And the place of the risalat. The message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ أُصُولُ الدِّينِ. And we are the roots of the religion. So, وَإِلَيْنَا يَخْتَلِفُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. And to us the angels descend. Angels are coming upon us. وَنَحْنُ السِّرَاجِ. We are the torch. لَمَنْ اسْتَضَاءَ بِنَا. For whomsoever wishes to get enlightened. So if anybody wants the noor, we need to turn to the torch. And وَنَحْنُ السَّبِيلِ. And we are the path. لِمَنْ اِقْتَدَى بِنَا. For the one who is following us. وَنَحْنُ الْهُدَاتُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And we are the guides towards the paradise. وَنَحْنُ عُرْوَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And we are the rope of Islam. وَنَحْنُ الْجُسُورِ. وَنَحْنُ الْقَنَاطِرِ. And we are the bridges. مَنْ مَضَى عَلَيْنَا أَسْبَقَى. Whoever walks on, that means whoever comes along with us, he takes a lead. وَمَنْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْهَا عَنَّا مَحِقَى. Whoever turns away from us, got erased or destroyed. نَحْنُ السَّنَامُ الْأَعْظَمُ. وَبِنَا يَصْرِفُ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمُ الْعَذَابُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the azab from you through us. مَنْ أَبْصَرَ بِنَا وَعَرِفَنَا وَعَرِفَ حَقَّنَا وَأَخَذَ بِأَمْرِنَا فَهُوَ مِنَّا. Whoever takes the basirat through us, that means he looks around with the vision of Ahlul Bayt. We take the world view and vision, we learn it from them, and then we see things through their vision. And وَعَرِفَ عَرِفَنَا. And has our ma'rifat. وَعَرِفَ حَقَّنَا. And has the ma'rifat of our haqq. Haqq is the haqqul walaya that they have. وَأَخَذَ بِأَمْرِنَا. And whoever takes, that means he obeys our command. أَخَذَ بِأَمْرِنَا means taking our command, obeying the command. فَهُوَ مِنَّا. He is considered to be, he is one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, 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 ya Allah. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal muslimin wa akhdhul al-kuffara wal munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasara ad-din wa akhdhul man khadhala al-muslimin. Allahumma ansur wa ihfaz wa ayyid ulama'ana ar-rabbaniyin wa maraji'ana ar-rabbaniyin. قاسم الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين. If you have any